Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
That was the chuckle of Billy Donovan talking about his dad text messaging him. One of the many things we covered on today's show, Raheemy Harris, Grody, none of the three here at the moment is just Gabe Ramirez. But do want to say our thanks before we get up out of here. Big special thanks to Sean Sears for helping us out with some audio today. Also, our wonderful, wonderful executive producer extraordinaire, Ray Diaz, for handling the business.
So wait, they like left the Latinos in charge. Is that what happened?
Smart thing to do.
I agree.
Lawrence, smart thing to do. Want to thank Connor O'Donnell, Max Curtis on video. Want to thank our guests, Mike Florio, Danny Parkins, and Herb Howard for hanging out with us today. But now we get some wonderful transition with the other minorities in the building. Clay Harbor. I can't just talk about the Latino. We're going to group all of us together. The minorities are here. What up?
I'm just saying, like, at the end of the show, I look up, I'm like, oh, this is my guy Ray. There's my guy Gabe. Like, y'all representing.
We out here, man. How you guys feeling? You guys look like you got your Christmas shopping already done. You guys look like those guys. I still got to go do something.
There's still like one more thing that I'm looking for, and I'm sure that after the show tonight, I'll be wandering the earth looking for it. But for the most part, I'm good, because I do live in a space of like people like cash and people Fair. Like gift cards. And so I try. Here you go. I got here it is. Whatever you need, you can have that instead of it being the wrong size or the wrong color or Fair. Whatever.
Santa Clay, I know you walk around with a stack of cash handing it out to the little cousins and nephews.
No, man, what I do is it's called Amazon.com. All you got to do is you get an address. They'll wrap it for you. I ain't got to wrap no presents, Lawrence. They'll send it wrapped. They say gift.
Lawrence,
you put a message
big money,
on there.
Big money when you're paying for it to get wrapped. I like that.
It's $3 extra to get wrapped. They put it in a nice little wrap there, and you send it there, and it looks like a nice Christmas gift. They get to open it. Yeah. Guess what? Minimal for me, because all I got to do is look. I think they'll like this. I got a bunch of nephews, bunch of nieces. So that was basically my biggest spend this week.
That's what's up. I struggle with that. I'm the guy that does a lot of shopping on Black Friday because I'm with the deals. I'm here for the discounts.
Why not?
I'm here. But then inevitably there will be, you know, a chunk missing from the list that I didn't get to. Mm. And then I procrastinate all the way until today to get the last couple of gifts.
I've been happy because this is so far. There's only been one gift that I've done online, and it was like a particular thing that I wanted for my brother, so I got it. But everything else, like I've actually been a little bit in the Christmas spirit this year and like walking into places has been fun, and doing a little bit of shopping has been a fun thing.
Old school.
Man, the lines, though, like you're in there and the lines, you're fighting people. Like you seen Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I'm not doing the stuff that Gabe's doing. I'm not doing the doorbuster Black Friday sale. Right. I'm walking around to like boutique shops and stuff.
Oh, smart.
Okay. You know, shopping local, keeping it in there.
Keeping it local, that sort of thing.
I did something that you would like. I know my dad's not listening right now, but I got something for my dad. I got him so... He collects, like you, comics, all that good stuff. And so I paid for someone to do like a, him being like a super grandpa.
Oh, cool.
Oh, man.
So it's a 9-panel. And then so then what we're doing is we're printing each page up, and then my daughters are just kind of coloring it in, doing it, and then we're handing it off to him like that. So that was...
But thoughtful.
Like, that, I did that on Black Friday. But like my mom, I still have nothing. So it's like I took care of a lot of people on the list. But not everybody.
If you ever need to do that again, I know a guy.
Okay.
My guy Thomas Hall.
Oh, okay.
Is a really really incredible comic book artist, local, good friends with our buddy Herb Lawrence.
Okay.
And he actually just did, Ray, I got to get you his comic book because I think that you'll find it dope. He sent it to me, and I'm like, I should invest in this because I think
number
it,
one,
yeah, like I not no not in, like invest in
invest create in, something,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. But Ray, I'm gonna have you check it out because I think that you would feel the vibe of what Thomas is going for here. But yeah, if you ever need that again, I know that. A guy.
I appreciate that. I definitely want to be able to do something like that. I might need a comic book made of this current Bears team. I remember when they did the comics a couple years ago. Remember?
Yeah, those were super cool. The one they had them on the tickets and on the program every week, and they made the opponents villains for
that
it.
Was great.
That was connected to their team name. I thought that was very, very good. Now Caleb's out here naming Avengers for his offensive line. So,
I mean, when you got two Pro Bowlers on there, I mean, they might as well be that.
Could have been three. Could have been four. I think the guy that got one of them at least got hosed right there.
Darnell, right?
We'll talk about that. Darnell Wright, man. Get this guy in the Pro Bowl. He's been one of the biggest reasons they've had all that success in the run game. As much as they run to that right side, and I know we'll get into this, Lawrence, but he needed to be in the Pro Bowl.
The problem is that now the Pro Bowl, one, isn't a game, so they don't treat it like a game. So now you only get three tackles in there, and looking on the list of tackles, I was like,
yeah, that's true.
I can't really move any of them out of the way for Darnell, as much as Darnell deserves to be someone that's honored this year.
Yeah.
And
no,
since now it's a relay race and a basket toss or whatever it is that they're doing at the Pro Bowl now.
Skills challenge.
Yeah.
At the thing. I mean, it's a good argument, right? We were talking earlier today to Danny Parkins. I think he mentioned that as well, as did Herb Howard, about Darnell Wright being, you know, a guy that should have been considered for the Pro Bowl. But it feels good to just have that many, right? When you're talking about the two offensive linemen, Kevin Byard, it's just good to be talking. You know, we were talking a second ago. I don't know if you guys were listening in the offices. But, you know, you finally get to the point of this season where you're like, oh, I feel good about this team. And you're living in a moment of history that, you know, where you will talk about it in the future. So in the present, that's when I was trying to, like, figure out, like, how good is this team making me feel this season, you know, in comparison to some of the teams in the last, you know, 20 years or
and
so.
And you got
to
think about the fact that these guys weren't on the roster last year. I know Pro Football Focus came out with their top 10 signings, free agent signings of the year. And Drew Dahlman was in the top five, and he deserves to be. Obviously, you can't put Jonah Jackson and Joe Tooney in that list because they were trades. But what the Bears were able to do with those moves to make that offensive line what it is, to me, it's the biggest factor of why they've been so successful this year. So that is something I think we need to cover and talk more about as well.
I like the fact that the Bears spent the money in those situations because the previous iterations of Bears offensive line has been, well, we'll just kind of get this guy because this guy is familiar with the system that's going to be run. And, well, it's okay. Like, that guy's okay at his position. No, they went for major upgrades on the offensive line, guys that had done it before and done it well in other places. That's a huge part of it. The other thing, Clay, that I think is so fascinating about, like, we do need to give credit to Ryan Poles for identifying some of these guys and spending the money. This coaching staff, I think has gotten the best out of pretty much every player on that team. There's been a new standard that's been set, and now you're seeing what good coaching can do with players. Like, even if you don't think the player is great, what good coaching can do for that player.
Yeah, you see CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, right? Guys like that. I mean, there's buy-in is what you really see from offense and defense, 100%. From every guy, from the third man, you know, third stringer to the first stringer. Everybody understands. They said that right in training camp. We're teaching everybody everything because we understand that injuries happen and you might be the next man up. And throughout the course of the season, that's what we've seen.
And the communication from the coaching staff to the management, to the general manager, bring in guys that they've had relationships with. Like, you look at Jonah Jackson. I looked at his injury history. I go, what is this, Tevin Jenkins Sr.? Like, this guy's right. Been unhealthy. He had a terrible year with the Rams last year. Ben Johnson says, no, I know the type of player this guy is. I know what kind of work he puts in the film room, in the training room. Let's bring him in. You look at Joe Tooney. Obviously, Ryan Poles had a history with him in Kansas City. Guys like DeMarco Jackson. Guess who got him in here? Dennis Allen, a guy that was on the Saints. He said, we knew on the Saints. He was a guy that had a high ceiling, that he could get better the way he handled his business. You go down the list. Nashawn Wright, draft pick of the Dallas Cowboys. Who gets him in here? Al Harris.
So CJ Gardner-Johnson.
CJ Gardner-Johnson, Dennis Allen. So they bring guys in that they know, they've had histories with, they know the system. Yeah, that's a big part of it, but they know how they work, who they are, and what they're going to bring to the locker room, their preparation, and everything that goes into being a professional football player.
Everybody pushing in the same direction. And they're going to have to do that in order to win this game on Sunday night. I'll be there in San Francisco.
Let's talk more about this because this was a little bit of a surprise to me. So you, every year you go on a trip, you look at the schedule and say, I'm going to that
this
game.
This is where we're going.
He didn't know it was going to be this game.
I didn't know it was going to be a game, you know.
A game that might decide who's the number one seed in the NFC.
Probability says if the 49ers went out, they're the number one seed in the NFC. If the Bears win out, the Seahawks need to lose one game. The Bears will get. If the Bears win out these last three games, they have a 60% chance, according to the Athletic Playoff Predictor, of being the number one seed. This is a playoff game. This game, if you're looking at probabilities and statistics, is probably going to determine who's going to be the leader in the NFC.
Yeah, Seattle faces Carolina this weekend. Then they got the Niners in week 18. So we're going to need them, a little help from them in the weeks to come. But yeah, initially it was going to be the Vegas game, Lo. But then I was like telling my family, you know, it's family, you know, everybody got their pockets different. And I was like, guys, Vegas is going to be crazy expensive. Like, let's not go there. And I was trying to convince people of that. But they wanted to turn up, and I was like, no. Then when they saw the tickets, they were like, okay, we're not going to Vegas.
They're like, turn down.
Yeah, turn down for a yes. And then we tried to go to Baltimore and then Washington to catch some of those games. Didn't work out. And so we were like, guys, the only way this is going to work out, like, the wives weren't happy, right? Because I'm flying out Christmas Day tomorrow at like 10 p.m. So that wasn't necessary. And then we're like, all right, we're going to go something. Then we weren't sure. Is this game going to be meaningless? Right? Because we booked these tickets at the beginning of the season. Is this going to be a meaningless game? The Niners, we don't know. Brock Purdy, what's going to happen? Then Brock Purdy gets hurt. You're like, oh, this is going to be a cakewalk. And then now, Lions lose to the Steelers. You win the NFC. You're sitting there getting into the playoffs. You have an opportunity to get the division, to kind of put yourself in a position to have the number one seed. And you're like, this is the best game we've been to in 20 years.
Yes.
In 20 years, this will be the most important game we've ever been to. And that in itself is just heightening everything that's going on this weekend.
I mean, think about it. If you were a fan of another team, or you're just like, oh, we need to take a trip, you could be going to any of the three games tomorrow. And those are all dogs. Cowboys versus Washington. Lions versus Vikings. Broncos versus Chiefs with no Patrick Mahomes.
Mm.
That's your Christmas NFL package.
And some people bought that as a Christmas gift. We're going to buy you a Patrick Mahomes jersey and these tickets to go see him later today.
Yeah, to go see them probably win the division. And then not only are they not winning the division, they're not going to the playoffs. Patrick won't be back for a year, and the team's moving to Kansas.
Dad, I hate you.
and now the ticket is like, man, you better use these next 5 years to go see him. Although it's really just going to be right across the street.
Oh,
Kansas,
man,
is like right there. So it could be worse.
Yeah, how do you feel, Mr. Missouri State guy?
I think it's interesting, man. I think it obviously shines a light on what's going on here in Chicago. I think people are saying leverage ploy with the Indiana thing. From what I'm hearing, it's realistically a possibility. It's not just the Bears using leverage to say, hey, we might go to Indiana. If they get a deal, Indiana wants this bad. They want to develop that whole area. They're going to be willing to do whatever it takes to get the Chicago Bears in there.
Indiana is trolling Chicago the way that like fast food places troll each other. Like
yes.
Putting up mock stadiums and from actual accounts. Like, that's wild.
I mean, everything that I've been told, it's possible that it happens. I will say that there's still a lot of hurdles for them to jump through because they're going to run into similar problems in Indiana like they're running into in the state of Illinois. Different from a partisan standpoint, obviously, between the two governors. But the other thing that you have to consider, and Clay, you know this being from the country, there is a difference between people who represent the region of Northwest Indiana.
Preach.
And the people who are in Carmel.
The state.
Or Terre Haute. Or Santa Claus, Indiana.
There's a Santa Claus, Indiana?
Which is closer to Nashville than it is to Chicago. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to navigate. And so far, the Bears have struggled with their navigation of this. So I wonder, going into a different state, maybe it's like you don't have any of the old stuff connected to it and it's easier for you to maneuver. But at some point, the Colts are going to be like, yo.
You made us pay.
we too would like some of your money. Mm-hmm. If you're giving some money away to build some things, we could build something new for us too. We could build a new facility. There's still a long way to go, but Clay is right. Like, everything that I've heard is it is both things. Both things can be true. It is a leverage play, and it's also possible.
Very real in those situations.
Now, here's what I've been wondering. Gabe, you're old school Chicago dude and a finance guy, right?
Econ major,
Here's what I wonder about, if has even come up in the discussion. How much you think the city gonna surcharge the Skyway for on Bears game days to Indiana?
Dude, I had that chat with somebody when I was like, wait, are we gonna get a discount on the Skyway? Because nobody's paying, because what I talked...
It's $8 now, right?
And that was the conversation about the stadium load, where I was talking about the workers. And I was like, you don't understand how many people work at Soldier Field and get checks. And I said, and when you put the stadium in Indiana, let's say call it Hammond for that matter, how many of those workers are going to pay the $20 because it's ida y vuelta, is there and back, to go work? That's two of their hours of work.
Yes. A lot of people are going to get real familiar with 8094.
Right.
But...
Or Lakeshore Drive.
All the way. Take 41 all the way.
I've done that before.
But I will tell you, this city and this state have shown a propensity to be petty. And if I were there, I might be petty LaBelle. I might be like, you know what it's going to cost you to take the Skyway on game day?
$12.
$20.
I know what you want.
I know,
and it's on the other side of this.
It's on the other side of this tollway. By the way, you got to pay a toll when you get into Indiana too.
Right when you get in.
But we gonna take this $40 from you today and pay off old Soldier Field that still has $560 million due on it.
Oh my gosh, you want to go over there? I welcome it.
No, we know the back roads. Yes. Like, and I'm starting from the south, so it's easy for me.
Yeah, you're there.
But if you're someone who lives downtown, like, you can literally be in Indiana in 15 minutes.
Yeah, 18
with the Skyway.
18-year-old Gabe dating somebody in Indiana and didn't have money for the toll road knew that he had to take 41.
41. 41 will get you there.
All the way there.
And you're actually, like...
13, 14 minutes, but you know.
Yeah.
I still put in my ways. I put avoid tolls. And these are $2 tolls we're talking here. That's what I put in my ways. If it's 10 minutes, I go avoid tolls. I'll pay that $2.50 and we'll be on with it. Because I'm not paying that extra $2.50 if I don't have to. 10 minutes, fine. I got a podcast on. I'm listening to Lawrence and Spiegs. I'm listening. You know what? I'm fine driving in the car for that extra 10.
Of course. Man, this is how old I am. And I know I'm an old. And I talked to Carmen about this. When I was in college at DePaul back in the 90s, gas was 89 cents a gallon in Indiana. Mm. And I would go
over there
every time.
To go get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.